Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's a happy Thanksgiving here in the good old U.S. of A. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley. It is Thanksgiving morning around 10 a.m. or so. Sitting in the old grocery store parking lot in the Every Day is Saturday Kia. Recording the Every Day Saturday podcast for you. And look, selfishly for me too. This just gets me in an amazing, grateful state of mind to record a podcast every day. So I want to dive into it. One day we say, happy Thanksgiving. This is what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for this. And I'm not going to go all motivational and say we should make every day Thanksgiving. But there is some truth to that. So let me take you back. I don't know if you're driving in the car. Maybe you're walking or running on the treadmill right now. Maybe you're going for a long walk and you want a good old story from Sammy Boy to get you inspired on Thanksgiving. I knew it. And for the international community, 220 countries worldwide listening to the show, doesn't need to be Thanksgiving in your particular area of the woods for you to recognize the story and be grateful for it. You know, back in the day when I was the youngest of eight, I'm still the youngest of eight Crowleys. And my mom, the great Catherine Crowley, she was a nurse. And she was a nurse at Case Cutlery. You ever heard of Case Knives? They're made in Bradford, PA. Zippo Lighters, made in Bradford, PA as well. Very famous town. I'm surprised we didn't have a better economy for running three shifts straight at Zippo Lighters. But anywho, mom was a plant nurse at Case Cutlery where they made the knives. And a Thanksgiving Eve, we had a new electric stove being delivered to the Crowley compound at 9 Elm Street in Bradford, PA. The house has since been demolished. When we sold it, it sold for a whopping $4,000 back in 1987. $4,000. Imagine your home selling for $4,000. I know. Wild, right? Not exactly the nicest home, but it was home. It was home. Hey, home's home, man. Home is home. So the guys came and delivered the stove, and they took it away, and they replaced it with a nice stove, man. I mean, this thing was, compared to what we were used to, I mean, holy cow, it was legit. Brand new electric stove. I'm guessing this might have been late 70s, like 1978, 79, somewhere in there. I was probably 10 or 11 years old. And mom was at work, and so she came home, and we're like, Mom, they delivered the stove. They delivered the stove. She's like, great. Where's the turkey? We're like, what turkey? She said, the turkey that I had in the stove. See, what I didn't realize, and nobody in the home realized, and even the guys taking the stove didn't realize, we had the Thanksgiving turkey in the old stove. I think mom was just having it. I don't think she was actually cooking. I think it was sitting in there waiting to be turned on. I don't know why. Mom always started the turkey the night before. This thing was huge, man. This beast was huge. So maybe it took all night at 200 to cook it. I don't know. But anyway, our Thanksgiving turkey was in the old stove. And it right around when my mom got home from work, a blizzard hit the town of Bradford, PA. And when I say blizzard, I'm talking, we used to get snow like nobody's business, man. So there was about 2 feet of snow drop between about 4 and 7 o'clock. Mom got home after 5, and she called the delivery company. It's a small town in Bradford, and this was the late 70s, so you could pretty much talk to the owner. She's like, hey, where's my stove? I said, well, I took it to the junkyard. What junkyard? And he gave us the name of the junkyard. Mom goes, come on. Everybody in the car. And my brothers and I got in the car, and she goes, we're off to the junkyard. Now, my mom still had her nurse's uniform on. Might have had a couple belts of bourbon in between there. Can't recall. Mom certainly, once she got back from the old 9-to-5-er, would throw back a couple every now and again. She might have had a couple of those in there. Threw us all in the car. No seat belts, nothing like that. Our car was about the size of our living room, one of these big old, you know, 75 sedans. I mean, always used car, you know, we always had used cars, and they were always bigger than the house that we lived in. So we all piled in there, probably six of us or so, and we were heading to the junkyard in a blizzard with mom driving with a couple of bourbons under her belt. All right, just to kind of paint the picture for you. So we get to the junkyard, and there's all the appliances there. Stoves, refrigerators, probably a few tires thrown on top of there, and we start climbing the junk pile. No joke. Start climbing the junk pile, wiping the snow off everything, looking, opening up all the stoves to see what was in there. And God, you didn't know what you would find in a stove. Who knew how long it had been there? And wouldn't you know, the old Crowley stove was sitting at the top of the junk pile heap. There it is. And one of my brothers opened it up, and there was the Thanksgiving turkey still in the stove. Can you believe that? So he got it. He said, "Ma, I found it." She's like, "Get it in the car. Let's go. We got to get out of here." Like we were making our getaway from the junkyard or something. It was our turkey. We weren't stealing it. So anyway, we all piled back in the car with the turkey in the pan still in the stove. And we drove back, and Mom put the turkey in the new stove, fired it up. And that was our Crowley Thanksgiving in the late 70s. Great story. And, you know, I think about that. And you're probably laughing your ass off. How can you not? I mean, seriously, that was so just a crazy time to be alive, man. But there was a lot of lessons I learned from my mom. And as I talked about yesterday, one of them was not being a victim. Like, I never wanted to be a victim. I never wanted anybody to feel sorry for me, because that always went away. When people felt sorry for us, it went away, you know. And my mom would just get, "Look, we're doing it, man. We're getting that damn turkey. I am not going back to the grocery store. I've been prepping that turkey for 2 days. We're not having anything other than the turkey that I paid for." And quite honestly, I don't think we could have afforded another turkey. I really don't. So she was, you know, come hell or high water, man, we were getting that thing out of the stove. And it was just, that was going to be Thanksgiving. And that's where I got that tenacity from. Like, come hell or high water, man, I'm going to make this thing work. I'm going to make this every day a Saturday thing work. I know I quit my job. I know I went broke. I know I've got all this adversity, but I'm going to make it work. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. Trust me when I tell you, man, it hasn't even been close to perfect. But I'll tell you what, it's been the most rewarding experience ever. And that goes with being a dad and being a husband and all that stuff. And, you know, maybe you're a wife and maybe you're a homemaker right now trying to launch your brand, or maybe you're a corporate executive bringing down $500,000 a year. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are and what stage. What matters is you have that never say die, man. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to get in that car. I'm going to drive through that weather. I'm going to get that stove and I'm going to grab that turkey. What does that turkey represent to you? Does that represent maybe your first online business? Maybe it's your first speaking gig. Maybe it's your first brick and mortar that you're building. Maybe you're still in a job and you love it. Maybe it's going to be that next promotion and you got your eyes. That's great, man. Good for you. Good for you. Remember, the Everyday Saturday message is not anti-corporate. It's anti-people who hate their job, and you got to ask for permission for lunch, ask for permission for vacation, for sick days. You got to play the role. You got to be a lemming. You got to kiss the backside of people that you don't even like, buying things you can't afford to impress people that you don't even like. That's the Everyday is Monday lifestyle, my friend. We want to get you out of that. By the way, make sure my calendar is filling up. This is Thanksgiving weekend. I'm around. I'm watching Ohio State, Michigan. That's the only thing I'm doing Saturday from noon to 3. If you're around, and I'll even throw Sunday in there as well, because the Bills are playing today against the Cowboys, so I don't have to watch the Bills, and the Bengals aren't even a pro football team anymore. If you want to get on my calendar, if you want me to call you, and you want to launch this thing, and you want to get going, just text me, 513-582-6570. 513-582-6570, or just get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, and book your call. I'm around all holiday weekend, okay, the entire weekend, and I love hearing about people's dreams that are ready to get going. I love hearing about it, man. What does that, when we get on the call, tell me what that turkey represents to you in the oven. Does that represent your first business, your message, your speaking gig, that product you want to start selling, just that movement that you want to create? What is that, man? I would love to hear. What does that represent to you? I got all of that from my mom. You know, I got some bad genetic traits and I got some really good ones. And I think the best one I got was, I don't want to be a victim and I'm never going to give up. I don't think I'm better than anybody else out there. I dial it in all the time, man, making sure I'm calibrated, keep the humble pie, you know, make sure I'm no better than you are. God gave me the gift of creating a message. That's what he gave me. He gave me that gift. And I'm using that gift to impact the world. That's it. That's what I'm doing right now. What is your gift? A, you have one. You probably have a million of them. What is your main gift, and how do you want to use that gift? That's the question you got to ask yourself, and I'll help you fill in the rest of it, man. It's just what I've been blessed with. And I'll never give up on you. I will never give up on you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that story. I just was thinking about that this morning. Just kind of, I was sitting there having coffee by myself because that's how I spend most morning. My wife actually did not join me for coffee because Susan is still battling. She needs these breathing treatments, and she's still battling all throughout the night. So kind of switch off and on, helping her out. So my wife kind of slept in a little bit, and I was up having coffee by myself thinking about Thanksgiving past and thought about that story, and you know, it was pretty funny. Hey, I love you guys. I hope you really enjoy time with your family today, tomorrow, and really every day. Count your blessings, man. Tomorrow, I'm telling you, it just is not promised, especially in this day and age. It's just, it's not promised. Don't spend another day thinking about this thing that you really love to do. Just do it. I promise you, so many doors are going to open for you. So many doors are going to open. All right, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.